Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my very good friend, Mr. Clayton Perry, former city councilman for the city of San Antonio. And I wanted to get him on because the hot topic continues to be, my friends, the city charter, the changes that some folks, including a lot of the managers of the city, want to make with regards to certain aspects of the city charter. Clayton, thank you very much as usual. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, absolutely, George. And I really enjoy doing this because I love the idea of getting information out there to the people so that they know a little bit of background stories and what goes on behind the scenes type of things that the city is trying to do all the time. And I really enjoy putting this out there.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's this morning in the San Antonio Express, there is a front page article. In fact, it is the lead, the banner for the newspaper regarding how the San Antonio Firefighters Union is in opposition to Section C of the city charter changes, which happens to be with regards to the changes in term limits of city managers, as well as the pay for right. City managers and city officials. What are your thoughts? Right.
Well, let's go ahead and start with that one, and then I'll go back through each one of the other ones. But let's start with that one since you brought that one up. That's about the city manager term limits and pay. If you remember, the city manager kind of got in a squabble with the fire department on their contract with the union and didn't go so well. And in fact, it got very, very heated. Finally, the fire department went out and they got enough signatures to put a salary cap and a term limit for the city managers. And after that, the city manager left, and we went through, and both of those got approved by the voters here in San Antonio, and that's in our current charter. Our new manager, and I was on council when we hired Eric Walsh, and I think he's done a great job here for the city, but when he applied for the job, he knew that there were term limits, and he knew what the pay cap was. But he still wanted that job, which is great. You'll hear from special interests here in town that, no, we really need to take that pay cap off and we need to let the city manager stay as long as they want to or whenever the city council lets them go. Well, I was for that initially, but then after I got to thinking about it, you know, Eric knew what the ground rules were, and there were six other candidates that were very, very good candidates. Any one of them could have done the job, but Eric came out on top. In fact, I pushed for him. But again, he knew what the ground rules were going into this job. I can tell you that, again, you'll hear these special interests saying, no, we need to take all that off in order to be able to attract qualified people. Well, let me tell you, like I said, there were six other candidates and they were all very well qualified for that job. So I have no doubt that when Eric leaves, there will be somebody following in his footsteps that will be very well qualified and be able to run the city. So I'm not too worried about that at all.
Yeah, that seems to be very, very, very logical in my opinion.
Yeah, I would say that we will continue to get very, very, like I said, very well qualified people looking to get this job. Because let me tell you, even with these restrictions on it, they will get a follow on job that's just as good, if not better, from the city manager's position here in San Antonio. It's a huge responsibility. And if they do a good job, they will go on to bigger and better things from San Antonio, either in the private sector or another large city. So I know again why there's people pushing for that. It takes a little bit of control away from the city council, but the city council will still hire whoever that replacement is. So yeah, I say vote against this one. That's one of them, one of six, and just vote against that one. Let me just run down through the rest of them, George, because
that's good.
There's some other amendments as well. The very first one is Ethics Review Board. Well, they're trying to put more teeth into the Ethics Review Board, and it doesn't need that. In fact, one of the things that really bothers me is providing sufficient funding to the Ethics Review Board. Now, what does that mean? Are they all going to get salaries now? Are they going to get travel expenses? I don't know what that means. And that scares me that this is supposed to be a volunteer type thing where they're appointed to this board and then they do their job, just like we've got 90 other boards and commissions that work here in San Antonio. None of them get paid. And here we got that, plus they're trying to strengthen that to take some of the responsibility of the constituents away and put more power into this Ethics Review Board. So vote against that one as well. We don't need that. We certainly don't need to be paying them or whatever that extra money is for that particular board. The next one is language modernization.
I like this one.
You know, as well as I do, going through and just changing a word here and there can change the entire meaning of a paragraph or whatever. So this charter has been with us since 1951, before I was even born, and it's served us very well. Why do we have to go through there and do nitpicking throughout the document, changing words here and there? Like I said, that could make a difference in what the original meaning was in the charter. Vote against that one. We don't need to do that one either. And we talked about the city manager tenure and compensation. The next one down is city employee political activity. Boy, I hope the people know out there that we have over 12,000. Remember, 12,000 city employees here in San Antonio. And what they want to do is give them the flexibility to participate in political activities. I'm really scared of that, because you can be influenced as a city employee by their bosses or somebody in their line of authority that can influence how they vote and who they back as far as running for city offices, like city council, that kind of thing. I'm very leery about that. I think we need to keep it a hard line on what they can and can't do, so that they don't get involved in politics and they stay as a nonpartisan type of group and not get involved in who should be elected and who should not be elected. So I'm saying vote against that one as well. Then the last two is just as important. Now think about this. This is for the city council compensation. They want to give themselves a 52% raise for being on city council. And some people say, well, you know, we can't make it on our own. We want to start families, et cetera, et cetera. Well, dadgummit, they knew what that salary was before they ran for that position. why are they now trying to raise their pay without having done anything to warrant it, in my opinion? This should be totally off the table, and vote against this one as well. They don't need a 52%. Anybody out there in your audience, have you ever received a 52% pay increase? Getting a job that you knew what the salary was and getting that job to begin with. And then once you get into it, you say, I need a 52% raise. I think any boss would say not only no, but heck no, and go find yourself another job at that pay. So vote against that one as well. And then the city council terms, they want to, instead of 4 2-year terms for a total of 8 years, they want to go to 2 4-year terms for a total of 8 years. So they're wanting, instead of every 2 years going through an election process, they want it, once every 4 years. Now, let me tell you what, folks. I was on council for 6 years, and during that 6 years, two councilmen got voted out of office after their first term of only 2 years. Now, if we had this change now or then, they would have been stuck with them for 4 years instead of just 2 years. And like I said, they got voted out of office after only 2 years. So we have state legislators. We got other elected officials that are only there for 2 years. What makes San Antonio City Council so special that they need four-year terms? And let me tell you, this forces them, when they got two-year terms, to be out in the field, get out into the neighborhoods, talk to people, listen to them, see what they really want and need out there. Whereas if it was a four-year term, I guarantee you won't see them around until after 3 years or so before they have to get out and start campaigning again. So vote against that one as well. It's not needed. I think the system works fine. It forces them out into the communities during their campaigns to listen to people and talk with people and get out into the community. So vote against that one as well. And what's so funny is, George, what I was alluding to at first, is the city manager, they put both in one city charter thing, both the term limit and the pay increase for the city manager.
Yeah.
Here, they split it out in two. They split out the city council compensation and their term. So they have two of them for city council. Why is that? Why do you think that is, that they could combine them in one for the city manager but split them out for the city council? And those are the very last two on the ballot. Now, this November is going to be a very long ballot. You got the presidential election, congressmen, judges, all the way down the ballot. These six items are going to be the very last thing on the ballot. So I'm really encouraging everybody to go down to the very end of the ballot and vote against each one of these charter amendments. Like I said, we've had this since 1951. People got really upset with the city manager, the last one, about particularly the pay and then being able to stay here as long as they want. And let me tell you, they say, well, it's up to the city council. I can tell you that, you know, the city council, to get six members, remember, the majority, there's 11 on council, 10 councilmen plus the mayor, to get six of them to agree to remove a city manager is next to impossible. That definitely needs to be voted against. So that's my take on all of them. I say vote against all of them. But I really encourage folks to get out there and study this some more and make up your own mind as to what you want to see and what you don't want to see as far as how this city is going to be run. And this document, again, it was approved in 1951. I think it's like 86 pages that governs this entire city and how things are supposed to be done across the city. So let's not make any wholesale changes. Let's keep San Antonio San Antonio and not be trying to act like these other big cities and make a bunch of changes that we really don't need. So that's kind of where I'm coming from here, George.
Excellent. I think that, you know, it is such a logical and straightforward explanation that you've made on all of these, that my only worry, like you, is to be sure that we've got enough people that get out there and vote, because historically we've had a very, very low turnout for city elections.
You know, the last election that I can remember that the city actually voted something down was Proposition A about the defund the police, which was great. And we had a huge turnout for that. And then the one prior to that was the streetcar.
Right.
Those are the only two that I can recall that the city has voted down because people were just sick and tired and fed up with the spending and these radical groups. Here, it's not quite so obvious. And I'm afraid people are just going to vote for it because they, you know, that's typically what they do. But I hope they look at it a little bit more closely and study it and vote against those things that they really don't agree with. And I'm against all of these.
I think that's fantastic. Folks, we've been listening to the guidance of our good friend, Mr. Clayton Perry, former city council member of San Antonio. And Clayton, let's get you back on and continue talking about this and other issues, particularly as we get closer to the election, because we need people to get out there in the next 4 weeks and understand what, you know, that this is a critical election. This is a critical issue that needs to be voted on.
Yes, I mean, we only got a month left before the election, and this is being called the most consequential election in our lifetime. And it's not just way up there at the top for president. I'm talking all the way down the ballot to the very end of these charter amendments. These are consequential, and they will make some big time changes here for our city if these things get approved. Mm-hmm. And I think for the worse, not for the betterment of the city.
I agree. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with my good friend, Mr. Clayton Perry, former city councilman in San Antonio. Clayton, thank you very much for taking time to be with us, my friend.
Yes, sir. I really enjoy it. Thank you very much, George.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.